Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were speaking about the Arba Parshios and Parshas Shkolim, Keneged HaNefesh, as we saw. Parshas Zochor, Keneged HaMareches HaMidos, Keneged HaRuach, what we like and what we don't like, or Merachik, what we're Makariv. And Parshas Shkolim is what we value. It's Keneged HaNefesh. Nefesh is Gematria Shekel. Shokel, what weighs, what we value, what we give cover to. And now we move on to Parshas Parah, which is this week's Parsha. And Parashas Parah is Keneged HaNeshama HaMagia Milamala. Zot HaParasha HaOseket B'Tahara MeHaTum'ah. Tum is the Tumas Meis is the root of all Tum in the world. Avi Avos HaTum. That's Tumas Meis. The Avi Avos of Tum in the world is Meis. Lashon HaKodesh Perusha Mila Tahor Udavar Tzalul Davar Bahir Ukfish V'Lashon HaTargum Tzoraim nikra tihiru, hakol tzahiru, in other words, tara is purity. Tzohar is light, bahir is clear. Tara shel mizbeach is the clear place of the mizbeach. Tuma is tof mem, tes mem, is midashon tamun, tum, something sealed off, atum, that's tuma. Tuma is when it's sealed off. Tara is when there's light, we're open to the light. And the pasuk, Amarot Hashem, Amarot Teorot, Ketzev Tzaruf Ba'alil, Le'eretz Mizukak Shiv Atayim. Or more precisely, Amarot Hashem, Amarot Teorot, Ketzev Tzaruf Ba'alil, Eretz Mizukak Shiv Atayim. The words of Hashem are pure words, as silver tried in a crucible on the earth. Refined seven times. Chazal say, what does it mean? And the earth refined seven times. Everything that God says to Moses, 49 ways of Tuma and 49 ways of Tahara. He was Megalahim Hadavar Bibriruto. It's the Mem Ptes Panim Tahar. But since everything God created in his world, Zelu Mazel Salokim. So it also has its Satshi Keneged as Mem Tes Panim Tameh as well. You can turn it in that direction as well. And that's why the Medrash says that he gave him Ketzef Tzor Ba'ali La'aretz Mizukak Shivatayim. Shivatayim is 7 times 7 is 49. So 49 ways of purity and 49 ways of impurity. Chazal Darshan, the Darshan in Medrash Koheles, Parsha Aleph Piska Zayin, the Pasuk B'Shiras Hazinu. Ani amit v'achaya machatzti v'ani irpa. I gave death and life. I smote and I will heal. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda Sichnin b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. Yikesi en ksiv kan ala machatzti, mechitza shasiti ben alinu v'tachtonim, shalinim kaimim v'tachtonim meitim ba'olam hazeh. Aval le'atid lavo en mita kol ikar, shenamar bila mavet v'netzach. אמר רבי אבא, אף אותה מחיצה, אני חוזר ומרפא אותה מחיצה, מחיצתי אני ארפה. זאת אומרת, כתוב פה במדרש, that doesn't say he casey, I hit, מחצתי, מחצתי של מחיצה. I made a מחיצה from the upper worlds and the lower worlds. The upper worlds exist, and in the lower world we die. The last said love is the enormous מחיצה. בילה מובס לנצח, we're going to live forever. So that מחיצה between the יורם תחתון, I'm going to be מרפא. Mechitzati ani arape. It's machatzti v'ani arpa. In other words, I said I made a mechitza between this world and the upper worlds, and the source of life. And then one day, b'vila mavis lanetzach, I'm going to heal that mechitza. It's going to be no more mechitza. To show you that the mechitza, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be merape. What does that mean? that mechitza that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put between us and the source of life is going to be something that's going to give life. That's what it means to be merape the mechitza, to show that the mechitza itself is something from which life emerges. Me'an mechitza k'mechitza nimshachim chayim. Omek ha'gilui shel tchiyat ha'mitim hu legalot et koach ha'chayim shebamavit. Bamavit yesh koach. Zot ha'tipa zir'it shel tzurat ha'adam shetetze achar ha'tchiyah. Zeho koach ha'shtil, koach ha'zera, sheyesh beguf met. לגדל להוציא מתוכו כפי שדורשת כך הגמרא, ויציצו מעיר כעשב הארץ, וכך המאן דאמר הראשון אומר, אני מסלק את המחיצה והמוות לא יהיה עיקר. זאת אומרת, ותחיית המסם is to be מגלה לכוח החיים in death. In death there's life, there's a כוח. That's the seed, that's, you know, life is going to come from that afterwards. So we have two mandiyamars over here in this medrash. The first mandiyamar says that aval atid lavo ein mita kol ikar, there's going to be no death because bilo mavis lanetzach. So I'm going to remove this mechitza. And then another opinion says, no, it's not pshat. There's going to be no more mechitza. Pshat is that I'm going to be merapi this mechitza. From this mechitza is going to come life. We're going to see how death brings to life. They're going to sprout from the, like from the grass of the land. From this death is going to come life. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin 90b. That it says, "Ve'yatzitzu meir ke'esev ha'aretz she'atidim Yisrael, she'yatzitzu v'yifruchu meir Yerushalayim." They're going to, the Jewish people are going to come out of the city of Yerushalayim. The dead people are going to come out from their graves. So death itself is going to sprout new life. Either there's going to be no death, I'm going to be misalik the mechitza, or we're going to see from the death itself is going to come life. And in the Sefer HaZohar, b'sof parashat mishpatim katuv shemilat tamei, ha'murkevet me'atiyot mem tet ve'alef, alef yishorash ha'tara shel ha'tum'ah. So tamei is tes, mem tes is the tamun. That's what's sealed off. And then the Aleph is the Sharish of the Tara within the Tumah. And so explains the Zohar, Pasuk, Lo titam ubahem in it mason bam. So Gemara says in Yuma that an aver is mitamtem is libo shel adam. The nitamtem is going to seal you off. So matshmatz shkatzim or remasim. So it says, Venitamtem, venit mason, without an Aleph. So Gemara darshan says, it's mitamtem you. That's the Gila, so it's without an Aleph, but if you put in the Aleph is the Tahara. Omek Havanat HaDavar, the Mem Tes, Tes Mem, that's the 49 types of Tumah, 49 facets of Tumah. And the 50th, the Aleph is the 50, and there are 50 Shari Bina in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was given all but 50. The Shari HaMishim says the Ramban is like Tumah the Torah is in the world. It's beyond our world attire. The Mir Aleinu Mirachok. Machakatuv Nivru Ba'olam Al Rov Yedaber. The Memtets were Nivru, but the Chamishim wasn't Nivru in the world. So when it says 50 gates of Bina are in the world, it means 49. 50th is beyond this world, the Lopo. So, Amchuvan B'Devrei HaZohar Shel Aleph Shel Tamehu. When you get the Aleph of Tameh, when you're Mischaber to that Nekudav, to the 50th gate, that Nekudav Tahara, then you get above the 49 levels of Tumah. המערל הרי חוזר כך במקומות רבים, שהתורה מגיעה למעלה מהשבע. It's above nature. כמו שהמילה המתנגדת לדרך הטבע, אחר שבדרך הטבע העולה נמצאת, בגלל המילה באה לתקן את דרך הטבע. לכן המילה בשביעי, בשמיני, it's above nature. And that's why there's seven sevens and not 50th, that's Matan Torah. That's eight, that's above the 7 weeks, seven sevens. That's where the Torah comes from. That's where the Tara comes from. That's the Torah Eschaim, the Torah that gives us life. And that's how we can understand the Gemara in Ezer Neshech, 61b. The Yitzis Mitzrayim, why is Yitzis Mitzrayim written like Avi Shratzim? He says, Ani Hashem Amale Eschem, what's the Maila? Amale Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So it says in Tana Devei Rishmal, if I'd only take out of Mitzrayim for this, it would be enough. If I only take out of Mitzrayim that you should become Tomei with Shratzim, that would be enough. What's the Inyam Yuchad not to eat Shratzim? The answer is, when Shratzim says Vinitamtim without an Aleph, there's no Ripui. Doesn't have the Aleph. So Shem said, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Said, even if you become Tame, it's always going to be with an Aleph, with the Efsharut, with the possibility of becoming Tar. It's the 50th. The 50th gate, the purity. Hatumai timtum. Kisui the kol birut Efsharit loroim. Hadvarim lonerim kamot shem elim mustarim. Mchusim umalim svekot. Shum davar lo baru. בידוע תארי לעשות את הכל שקוף, נהיר, צהיר ובהיר, ברור לגמרי, זאת התארה. תארה makes it light, clear, good, light. תומה makes it sealed off, it's darkness. זאת חוקת התורה, that's Parashas Parah. Parashas Parah tells us how to get to תארה. Among other things, the paradum is מחר ברכי לעגל, תבוא האם, the mother should come and clean up the feces of the child. Therefore you need the תאר of the paradumah. In order to understand how the Jewish people sinned, is to understand that the egel is tzoa pshuta. That's what the egel is. The egel is tzoa, it's feces. Shikutzehem v'gilulehem. Torah calls Avodah Zarah, it calls it glalim, which is feces. That's what tzoa, that's what Avodah Zarah is. And that's what the mother, the para, does and cleans up the tzoa of the egel. הערה הזאת, זאת הערה מגיעה ממקום יותר גבוה מאיתנו. It comes from high above, it's not within us. We're in the world of Teva, 49, 49, 49 Tumah, 49 Tahara. It could be this way, it could be that way. Milshon Mate, it can go in either direction. Memtes. And then we get to this Ha'ara Milamala to purify that. To get to the Tahara, and we read the Parash of Parah. We read about the Parah Aduma, Naftara, Parashas Parah. בן אדם בית ישראל יושבים על אדמתם והתאמו אותה בדרכם ובעלילותם כתאומת הנידה הייתה דרכם לפניי. כאן לא מדובר על תאומה מסדר תארות. זאת אומרת היא אדומה. והיא מתאמה היא אדומה. אדומה זה המקבל תאומה. שאם אדונה אינה מקבלת תאומה. זאת אומרת תאומה מסוג אחר, תאומת הנפשות. And this is תאומה that you only can be matar through tefillah b'mikvah, or azos meichatas. This is not tumah, that you can purify yourself with mikvah or meichatas or the paraduma. Here the psukim are talking about tumah, that you need to nichnas lemei hadas. So the world of das, that's what's matar you from these tumas. B'mshech haftara, lakachti etchem en agoyim, v'kibatzti etchem mikol haratzot, v'eveti etchem al admatchem. וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים וטהרתם, מכל תומותיכם וכל גדולכם הטהר אתכם. That's the Tara, Kloshan Arambam, בסוף הלכות מקפוס. To bring yourself into the Medas, into the waters of knowledge, of understanding, and then you get the Haftacha, ונסעתי לכם לב חודש, ורוח חדש הייתם בקרבכם, ואסירוסי אס לב אבן מבשרכם, ונסעתי לכם לב בוסו. And then you get this new flesh. And then comes Parshas HaChodesh, a new spirit, a new heart. V'esruchi aten b'kir b'chem, I'm going to give you a new spirit. V'asisi es asher b'chukai te'lechu, m'shpatai tishmu v'asisem. Tov v'oshati eschem v'kol temsechem, then I'm going to give you a new spirit and I'm going to purify you. So this is Haftorah that's not shayich to the Kri of Parshas Chukas, which talks about Dinei Parah Aduma. This is Haftorah that's m'chuvan t'chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, we have to be mechadish, our nefesh, ruach, and neshama. How are we mechadish our nefesh? Shkolim, shekel, nefesh, as we spoke about in the previous year. The ruach, that's the parsha zachar, what we're merachik, what we're mekarev, what we like and what we don't like. What's within us, according to our spirit, and what's against our spirit. And then the neshama is a new spirit, a new soul, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Paraduma, a new spirit, a new being, as we speak about in Haftarah, new life. Rasi Rasius Lev Evan Mipsarichem Nesatilchem Lev Basar. And I give you a new heart. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, that you should guard your heart. Kimimenu Totzos Chaim. That's where life comes from. Yishkan Shinui Be'etzem Achaim Chaim Chadashim Chaim Achirim. Kol Adabar Zeh Be'emet Midinei Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar Mechayev Zot. Chodesh Adar Mechayev Otanu. To renew ourselves. Come back to life. To have a new Tzuras Adam. Shem Yazreinu Shenizkeh Lavor Et Kol HaTahalich. U'Be'emet Leskot Lev Chadash. V'Sirotei Et Lev Even Mipsalchem. Ve'Nasati Lechem Lev Basar. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.